Praise the Lord. Message number 100. For the title of the message, Taking the Right Decision, Part 3. We'll move today to the book of Acts, chapter 1. And we're going to read from verse 15 to verse 26. The setup here, we know that Judah Iscariot had betrayed the Lord. He handed over the Lord, and the Lord crucified, and the church persecuted, the disciples scattered. And we know also that the Lord had been raised from the dead. And he appeared to the disciples, his apostles. The setup of the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 15 to verse 26. There's a certain decision that the church should take. Before we go forward into the message and read the scriptures, let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. And all this time that you give us, and we thank you for your word that you always send on time to help us in our life, in our struggle, in our service and ministry unto you. Lord, I pray that the message will be clear to each and every one of us and speak to us. Help those among us who have problems or trials, that the message encourages them to go on and serve you and worship you and adore you. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church, in the life of your people, and in the life of each and every worker of us who hear the message. I pray that you will have a responsive heart to be able to overcome and apply your word in our life, so that we will bring you fruit, glory, and honor. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The setup of the message, in the background, we have Judas Iscariot, who betrayed the Lord, and there's a pain, and there's also fear. The disciples were hiding because they were afraid of the Jews. Somebody from among them who had reported the Lord, and he caused bigger problem to the church, and led the Lord to be crucified. That is one aspect. The other aspect, yes, true, there is trial, there is persecution, there is a betrayal, there is ill feeling, there is fear, there is maybe some sort of disappointment, discouragement. But on the other side, there's a victory. The church have the victory because the Lord had been raised from the dead. And what he did on the cross of Calvary, that was the provision for the church. And that is, to this very day, is a provision for us as a church to continue to be overcomers, because our Lord overcome devil, Hades, death, and rose from the dead. So here, the setup of the message. You may have trials or problems, somebody betray you, somebody harm you, somebody plot against you, somebody try to disturb you and try to stop you, or somebody have tried to do something you may consider bad. But don't focus on this part only. Focus on what the Lord had done to you, the victory of Jesus on the cross, and from that victory we have the provision today to face circumstances, trials, the world, the devil, and the power of darkness with a victorious spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and the plan of the Lord that he had for us, for each and every one of us, and for his church to prevail. The Lord say, I'll build up my church, and the gate of Hades will not prevail. We have this provision from His word, His promises. And here we have the church in the book of Acts. They were facing all these trials, but they have the provision. In verse 15, Acts 1:15, in those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120. Peter took his stand. How he stand? Not that mean he stand on his feet, but he stand on the word of God. The church should take a decision that day. The Lord is helping the church to take the decision. Peter was bound with the Holy Spirit, was led by the Holy Spirit to stand and to address the church, the brothers. Verse 16, and said, brothers, the scripture have to be fulfilled with the which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who served as guide for those who arrested Jesus. So what he's saying here, he is addressing the heart of the problem. He's mentioning Judas, who is the one who served as a guide to arrest the Lord. But he says also that is part of the scripture, that is part of the promise of God, that we will not only receive the grace, but receive also suffering. We receive also suffering. So, yes, the Lord died for our sin. He gave us eternal life, but he did not promise that you will not face trials or persecution. No. What we are suffering today is also written in the scripture. The scripture must be fulfilled. What he is telling them, don't focus on what he did, because that is part of our journey with Christ. In verse 17, he says, he was one of our number and shared in this ministry. He was telling them, he was with us, he is taking care of the ministry. Judas was the treasurer, and he was keeping the treasury. That was important ministry, so he was having important role, and maybe his loss, it may affect the church. This is all things are correct, but we should not focus on that. We should focus on the provision of the Lord when he died on the cross. Then we have the victory, and we have the provision from his word. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit with us, and that is God with us now in the New Testament. He is with us the same as Jesus was with the apostles before he was crucified, and after he rose from the dead, he's still appearing to them. The Holy Spirit now is with us the same what Jesus did to the apostles. The Holy Spirit can do the same and more in our life today. In verse 18, Peter say, with the reward he got for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong, his body burst open, and all his intestines spilled out. He is telling them that is the judgment of God on the wicked. So God is in control. He is judging the wicked. Verse 19, everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field in their language Akeldama, that is field of blood. Verse 24, said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his place of leadership. Now here, the church should take a decision. The Holy Spirit led Peter to stand. How he stand? He stand on the word of God. Now here, when we need to take a decision, yes, we are led by the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit will speak only from the word of God. When he stand and he start to speak, he was led by the Holy Spirit to give the message, but the Holy Spirit confirmed it with the word of God. Peter caught two scriptures from the Old Testament. At that time, the church does not have the New Testament. There's not yet any book of the New Testament available in their hands. They have only the Old Testament, they have the Psalm and the Prophets and the Pentateuch, the first five books. They have the historical books, they have the poem. So only the Old Testament, but the same is the Word of God. It's the Word of God. And when we need to take a decision, our decision should be led by the Holy Spirit and instructed by His Word. He got two Psalms. The first Psalm is Psalm 69 and verse 25. You will read these Psalms. How he tailored it. Actually, when Peter spoke, yes, he called the Psalm, but it is the Holy Spirit, his God was speaking through him to the church. Psalm 69, verse 25. May their place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in their tents. So here he is speaking about that God's judgment on what Judas did. And what else? He called Psalm 109, verse 8. Let us read what is written in this Psalm. 109, verse 8. Say here, may his days be few. May another take his place of leadership. But he's telling them that, yes, what he did, he get his reward, his punishment. But we as a church, we must give his place for somebody else. What he's saying here, we need to continue the ministry. He was part of this ministry. Now he went where he belonged, to hell. Now he need to be replaced. He need to be replaced. Certain time. We should take a certain decision. We cannot escape. There's a moment that we don't like to face the problem. We don't want to think about it because it's so painful. But we should not think of only the negative aspect of it. We should think about the positive aspect. The provision of the Lord from His Word, His provision for us when He died on the cross for our sin, His resurrection from the dead inspire us to continue to live our life unto Him and to serve Him. Peter is saying that we need to go forward as a church. We need to go forward as families. We need to go forward as a worker. We need to go forward as individual members in the church of God. We should not allow trials, hardship, betrayal stop us from continuing and doing the ministry unto the Lord. Verse 21, therefore it is necessary to choose one. He told them now with all these scriptures that God spoke, now we need to choose somebody. The whole church is listening, and let's hear the beautiful things when we take decision. The whole church, the body is agreeing, the Holy Spirit is agreeing, the Word of God is also agreeing. It's so beautiful how to take a right decision. Holy Spirit speak, He confirmed with the Word, the church accept and agree. Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us. The whole time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from John baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us, for one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. Here the Holy Spirit speaking through Peter, confirming the word of God that someone should take his place of leadership. So somebody should take the place of Judas so that the ministry will continue. Yes, some may say that, oh, we have important position, important ministry, but we have the Holy Spirit who can fill the gap, and He can transform people, and He can satisfy us with gifts so that the church ministry that the Lord entrusts to us will will continue. He explained to them that he need to know the Lord. He was with us from beginning and until his resurrection, until that he knew that the Lord that had been resurrected, the Lord appeared to him, so that he will be part of our ministry to become a witness with us of his resurrection. So there is a criteria, not that we choose anybody. No, there are certain people, we need to choose them because they are fit for the position. So here we found the Word of God is leading them how to take the right decision. Verse 23, so they propose. So here the church is agreeing. So they propose two men. Joseph called Barsabbas, who's also known as Justus, and Matthias. Two names. You only find them here in this scripture, no other places. But the meaning here, even if they are not famous people, God still can use them to do great things for the Lord and to fulfill his purpose in the life of his church and his people. Then they pray, and this here the importance of prayer and taking decision. Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen. They pray and they ask the Lord, Lord, this is your word. We say this with the Holy Spirit lead us. We as a church agree with you. We need to continue the ministry. We are seeing that these two are fit for the job, but we don't know who is the one. You know everyone's heart. Lord, show us who is the one to take over this apostolic ministry with Judas left to go where he belongs. That decision was important. So the apostolic ministry, the ministry of preaching the gospel, making disciples, and planting churches, and reaching the lost will continue. So as a church, we need to overcome trials, hardship, problems. We should not cry and, oh, why he betrayed us, why they spoke like that, why they did like this. Forget about all that. Now we have to go forward. Because the apostolic ministry, the ministry of the Lord that he entrusted to the apostle in Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20, therefore go and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of Father and Son and the Holy Spirit and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, will continue through us today, through his church. In verse 26, then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias, so he was added to the 11 apostles. After they prayed, they cast lot, because that is the way in the Old Testament they use lot. The lot is whatever it will turn, it is decision taken by God. Now here, this very important thing, they choose two person. In their mind, they are fit for the post, but they don't know what is the decision of God. So they refer the final decision to the head of the church. Who is the head of the church? The Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we need to do. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit, instructed by his word. The church agree, and the final word and decision belong to the head of the church, Christ our Lord. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Today, with this message, Lord, encourage us to trust him that he is in full control over our life. Let us now commit ourselves to the Lord and pray. Lord, we thank you for your word to us. Tell him, Lord, I thank you because now I understand that I don't need to focus on my pain and wounds and people who did bad and negative things with me and with your church and ministry, but to focus on you, that from you we have the provision to live a victorious life, to continue to serve you. Lord, thank you for your word to us. Lord, I commit myself to continue in line with your word and the truth, to continue to serve you. Oh God, I pray for the church to grow. I pray for all the workers to be more committed. I pray that you lead us always with your Holy Spirit. You instruct us with your word so that we will take the right step and right decision that we need to take on time. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, our Lord. Amen and amen.